Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the controversy over the wearing of skorts in Camogie rumbles on with no signs of ending. Dublin and Kilkenny players wore shorts in advance of last weekend's Leinster Championship match, only to be told by the referee that he'd have to abandon the match if they didn't change into skorts. Now, this afternoon, Dublin Camogie instructed its referees to allow games proceed, even if players refuse to wear skorts, despite the Camogie Association saying that games should be abandoned when players wear shorts. And Cork and Waterford players have pledged to wear shorts in Saturday Munster senior Camogie final, and if they're asked to change the course, they'll refuse to do so, even if it results in the game being abandoned. Well, for the latest in all of this, we're joined now by Waterford Camogie player Niamh Rockett and also by Sinn Féin Senator Maria McCormack, who wore shorts in solidarity on the Shannon floor this afternoon. Niamh, I'll come to yourself first. And firstly, I suppose you're a veteran Camogie player. You're in your 17th season playing Camogie for your county, is that right?
Yeah, I'm as I say, they kind of call me the old one on the team at the moment. Yeah, so I've seen every shape of skirt known to man, I'd say, in the last couple of years, to be fair.
And just for in terms of your own story, you've had some serious injuries. You've really battled to keep playing over the years.
Yeah, look, I've gotten 3 operations on my knee. I have arthritis in my left knee. I was playing a match in 2013, and my kneecap came out of place, and a year and a half later, and I was diagnosed with arthritis in my left knee. So yeah, I suppose I don't know, is it out of stubbornness or out of just the love of the game, but I suppose I just love playing Camogie. It's all I've known since I was young enough to hold a hurley. So yeah, it's just all for the love of the game, I suppose.
How important is it to you?
Oh, it's definitely my life, I suppose. Like, it's part of my identity. Playing Camogie is something I've always dreamed of since I was younger. My father played hurling for Waterford. My brother played hurling football for Waterford. I used to tag along to his trainings when he used to be training. I used to be like the little annoying sister there, just poking the ball over the bar. And, you know, I suppose I didn't have a whole pile of role models, female role models, when I was growing up. We were playing junior Camogie at the time. So all the men, the likes of John Milan, Ken McGrath, Paul Flynn, Dan Shannon, they were all my idols when I was growing up. So playing Camogie and playing sport in general is a huge part of my life.
And the issue of skorts, I know this has blown up last weekend. I know it was an issue as well last year after the Congress vote. But has it been an issue for you throughout your career?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, I go training in shorts. I go running. If I'm doing an outside running session, I do it in shorts. If I was going training and one of the girls is wearing a skirt, you'd be kind of looking at her as if she had nearly 10 heads at the moment, you know. It's way more comfortable training in shorts. I don't know anyone on our Waterford Camogie team that enjoys wearing the skirt. And to be honest with you, when you're playing a match, where I'm after playing for obviously the last 17 years, and I've gone from junior to intermediate to senior. And when you're playing a match, the last thing, knowing the growth of Camogie and Waterford in particular the last couple of years and how professional it's gone, the last thing you want to be worrying about is how you look like in a skirt, or if the photographer is going to take a picture of you in a compromised position wearing the skirt, you know. And
it's interesting.
It's not
so comfortable. You feel more exposed in a skirt than you would in shorts?
Definitely more exposed in a skirt as opposed to shorts. Like, we were playing even Tipperary 2 weeks ago in the Munster semi-final, and I fell down. I got tripped up in the match, and the first thing I could think of is, oh my god, my skirt's up on my back, I should pull it down, rather than, and I was half winded on the ground, so right. It was the first thing I had thought about, as opposed to if you fall in shorts, no one, you're not thinking of what's the shorts like behind me, do you know. And yeah, I suppose there's an argument then, oh, would you not get a longer skirt, or would you not get a size up? But the longer it goes up, then the longer it goes across your knees, and it's just very restricting then when you're trying to run and lift your knees, as opposed to a pair of shorts, which are more dynamic, they're more comfortable. Do you know, it's just, I suppose it's a no-brainer really for practicality.
So do you understand how we got to this point where we're at the moment?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, like, we voted for it. The players have expressed their concerns probably the last 3 to 4 years over the skirt. Do you know, the game has gone up massively, the professionalism has gone up massively. Do you know, I'm training 6 days a week, 3 days on the pitch, 3 days in the gym, probably a day on the pitch as well. I don't have a rest day, so I put a lot of time into it for an amateur sport. I know plenty of Camogie girls across the country do the exact same thing. For us to be told, no, you can't, you have to wear a skirt to play, you know, like it's outdated. And I suppose it's frustrating for the players that we're not being heard. And I suppose that's where it's gotten to this point now, where the escalation has come. Do you know, there's no correspondence from the Camogie Association when the GPA put out a statement and published a paper there 2 weeks ago. And
that paper, just for our listeners, shows that 83% of players who were surveyed would like the option to wear a skirt.
Yep. And, you know, like, they'd like the option to wear a skirt or a pair of shorts.
A
skirt or a pair of shorts, you know. And, like, when that's an overwhelming amount of people from 650 people that are surveyed that want change, are crying out for change. And yet we feel we're being minimised, we're not being heard. And I suppose that's the frustration of the players, probably not only probably this year, but the last couple of years, when you're not being heard. And we're never really, I suppose, as an association, ahead of the curveball. It's always the bad news stories that get out online as opposed to us. Like, we even Munster final this weekend, and instead of us being preparation for our Munster final, we're talking about why aren't we allowed to wear skirts instead of shorts. Like, do you know, when you think about it out loud,
so
or say
it
out loud,
because it seems to be coming to a head again this weekend, and I know that your fellow player Aisling Thompson was on the News at One from Cork a little earlier on, and she was saying that Cork has decided they're going to wear shorts at the Munster final on Saturday, and she said if they're asked to change into skirts, they'll refuse to do so. They're not going to go back into the changing rooms, even if it risks the game being abandoned. What do you expect Waterford to do?
Look, we are of the same mindset, 100%. We had a discussion at training last night ourselves over the situation, and everyone was unanimously in support of us wearing shorts on Saturday, and our own management team are also in support of us wearing shorts, and our sponsors, Lonit, are also in support of us wearing shorts. Like, I suppose for us, it's a Munster final on Saturday. Waterford Camogie, it's we've only been in two Munster finals ever in our whole senior Munster finals in our whole history of Waterford Camogie. The last 10 years, we've only got one piece of silver at the last 10 years. So for us to be willing to abandon that game, or for that not to go ahead, it shows our stance on it and how strong and how passionate we are about our feelings towards us having the choice to wear shorts or skirts.
And is there any indication there might be a meeting of Munster Camogie to discuss whether the game will even be allowed go ahead now, given both sides have said they're going to wear skirts?
Well, there was an email went out from Munster Camogie during the week to say that if the girls wear skirts, basically it was nearly a threat. Like, if you wear shorts on Saturday, the game will be abandoned. And it's kind of, I suppose, it's a bit of a face-off now at the moment between Munster Camogie and the players of who's going to call each other's bluff. I know ourselves in Cork Camogie are firmly of the stance we are going to play a match on Saturday. We are not getting off the pitch. We are not going into dressing rooms to get changed into our skirts. We're making a stand, and we don't want to be silenced on it. Like, we want to work.
And what
with
if the match is called off altogether then? Will you turn up anyway?
Yeah, if the match is called off, we are still Camogie players. We still want to play it. I presume that we will, with our management team or the GPA might be involved in that, we'll still go for a different venue. We'll go play our match against Cork if it means we have to go. If it means that there's no cup there to be lifted, we still want to play our match. We still want to play our game against Cork, whether it's there's no silverware there or not, or whether it's counted or not. That's the stance there. As us as players, you know, that's how firmly we're on it.
So your expectation is if the match is formally called off, the Munster final is formally called off by the Camogie Association on Saturday, that Cork and Waterford teams would meet in a different venue and play the match anyway in shorts?
We would hope so, yes. You know, that's what we would hope at the end of the day. Like, we're preparing for the last 2 weeks to play Cork in a Munster final. Like, you know, we're starting our championship in 3 weeks' time, or All-Ireland Series Championship. The match is very important to us, whether it is silver or not, which would be a bonus for us as Waterford Camogie players, given the fact we haven't gotten silver in the last couple of years. But whether or which, like, we are Camogie players, we want to play our Camogie match. If the Camogie Association are going to inhibit us in playing our match, we will just find another venue and we will play our match in shorts, wherever it may be, whether there's no cup, whether there's no presentation. We will get someone to referee it, and we will get another... Do you know,
okay,
we'll get another venue.
Very interesting. Niamh, would you mind staying on the line if you don't mind? I want to bring in Sinn Féin Senator Maria McCormack. And Maria,
no,
you're welcome. You wore shorts to the Shannon Chamber today, along with many of your colleagues, in solidarity with the likes of Niamh. Can you tell us why?
Oh, 100%. And God, listening to Niamh talking there, just it's really God, it's just such an issue. Like the GPA put out their survey last week, 83% of players are not happy about this. So a number of us today, we wore shorts. We said we have a choice. And this is the thing. These ladies just want a choice to be able to wear shorts instead of the skirt. So we called out the Camogie Association. We welcome the news that Dublin Camogie have put out a statement in the last while saying that they are instructing their referees for club games that if the Camogie players decide to wear shorts or a skirt, they're not to penalise them. But we need the Camogie Association to get on board, and I stand fully in solidarity with the Dublin and Kilkenny team at the weekend and with Cork and Waterford this weekend. And I think 100% they're right in what they're doing. It's not acceptable in this day and age, we have to listen to the players, not a Congress voted in by delegates who are not actually the players.
Okay. Sports Minister Charlie McConnell was speaking about this in the Dáil a little earlier on as well. Let's just have a listen to what he had to say.
It's really important that players engage now with the Camogie Association. I've had engagement with the Camogie Association myself as well, and it's important they now come together to find a resolution to this which is comfortable for everyone. Participation and making sure everybody's comfortable in terms of participating in sport is absolutely essential. I believe that it's important that there's an agreed way forward which everybody can be comfortable with, and which is players very much at the centre and player welfare very much at the centre, and the government certainly will support that coming together and an agreed outcome.
I wonder, what do you think of that, Maria? And is it possible to find an agreed outcome here? And is it on the players to go try and talk to the association?
Well, I just think there is no compromise here. So we saw a statement from the Camogie Association last night to say that they may bring forward the decision to 2026. They can look at it. That's not acceptable. So we're seeing here player welfare is restricted, and they're frustrated for their players. They're not being heard. They don't feel comfortable wearing the skirt. So why would we, we're trying to grow this sport. And if we truly want to grow Camogie, to keep young girls in sport, we have to help them feel respected and empowered. So no, it's not on the players. The GPA has been great. The players have taken a protest, and the Camogie Association need to listen to this protest, hear the women.
We did ask the Camogie Association for a statement today, and a spokesperson said there's no update today, but they did release a statement that issued on Sunday, and at that point they were saying, they pointed to that Congress vote in 2024 that determined the rules governing our playing where should not change, and they said that that's a democratic vote.
So if we look at what happened there with that, so this is delegates voted in this Congress. So like from a lot of the players I've spoken to, and many of the players have reached out to me, I actually have people from Laois Camogie team here in the Shannon with me today. But when they have said that, the delegates are not Camogie players. So we have to be careful who is making these decisions, and we have to look at it. So if the GPA have done a survey and it's saying that 83% of people it has surveyed that play the game are not happy, then we have a big problem and we need to change things. So if they're able to do like exceptional circumstances to bring the vote forward to 2026, then why can't we just bring it forward to 2025? We don't need to, enact any buildings or anything like that. We just need to allow the women to play the sport that they want to play at the highest level.
And I just want to bring Niamh back in just briefly. And Niamh, thank you for holding on the line there. In terms of where this goes, what do you think of the potential compromise that Maria is talking about there that has been put forward, that there will be a vote next year?
Yeah, look, we welcome the vote that's going to happen next year, but as Maria has mentioned, they aren't Camogie players, the people that are delegates, and sadly it went to Congress last year and it was overturned, so we welcome it, and we hope that there would be a favourable vote and we can get out and we can advocate for how uncomfortable we are and get it known. Everyone around Ireland, I suppose, which has been done the last couple of weeks there, to show that how uncomfortable it is, and give the players a choice. However, we would hope that there would be a derogation rule in place, because I think it seems a bit nonsensical to us to make the stand for this year and then for saying,
you can have it now, but it will go to Congress next year, and it might or might not pass. But you'd have to wear skirts for the rest of the year. Do you know? I think that makes it a bit of a farce. It's
too little, too late. Effectively, is what you're saying on that. Can I just ask you very finally about this text that we've got in, Niamh, saying perhaps redesigned skirts might be appropriate. It would be a pity to go for shorts like men. A bit of femininity is nice and should be encouraged. Niamh, I would. I don't think that was Niamh's response, but who knows? And thank you, Niamh Brockett, for joining us. I think we've lost her off the line. And Maria McCormack, I do appreciate your time as well. That's Sinn Féin Senator Maria McCormack. You can keep your text coming, 51551.